Nothing is certain except death and taxes. And for anyone who's been exposed to the funeral industry, there is one other certainty: high costs. The funeral industry is a $17 billion a year big business. It's one that's been explored in depth by CNBC's Tyler Matheson. His documentary, Death, It's a Living, premieres tonight at 9 on CNBC. Tyler, good to have you on WTOP. What surprised you as you went in depth on this? Was it the cost alone or how big this business, this industry has become?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a variety of things. I mean, the business is $17 billion a year or thereabouts, depending on how you count it. 120,000 people work in what's now sort of euphemistically called the death care industry across all of the various parts of it. I think one of the things is the change in the way we go through the rituals of death and even the terminologies we use today to discuss death. We rarely talk about things as hearses anymore. Now they are called funeral coaches. Another thing that is a big change is the rise in cremation across the country. It has increasingly replaced the traditional casket and burial. Now 42% of all Americans choose to be cremated. That's more than double what it was just a couple of years ago.
Did you uncover, Tyler, ways in which people are being taken advantage of in this industry?
Well, there have been notable abuses. Some of them revolve around what are known as pre-need contracts. In other words, you sign up and pay an upfront fee for funeral services or burial plots that obviously you hope you're not going to use for years down the road. And there have been some occasions where individuals, unscrupulous ones, have not made good on their promises or have made it very difficult to transfer those funeral services. For example, if a funeral home goes out of business or a family member moves from Bethesda, Maryland out to Tucson or wherever. And so those are areas that I think bear particular watching. There was in the 1980s a Federal Trade Commission rule called the Funeral Rule, which spells out some of the rules of fair play that funeral homes have to abide by, and most notably showing the prospective customer a printed price list for the services. And that has, I think, helped a lot in clarifying things and making more transparent the costs of funeral services, which today, if you go with a full casket burial, run about $6,500 to $7,500 on average nationally, and of course more in the East Coast where prices are higher, or on the coast where prices are higher.
Mm-hmm. Did you find at all that is it better to, or is there a way to save money by pre-planning, or did you find that the industry in some ways is able to take advantage of people who are going through a very difficult and obviously sad time as they're trying to say goodbye to a loved one?
Well, you make a great point there. I mean, when death comes to a family, often your ability to do shopping and to do comparison shopping sort of gets put on hold. And you just sort of want to go and do it in the first place you call, or maybe it was the place that your family has used for decades. You go there and you just want to deal with it. But in many cases, and certainly there have been instances where unscrupulous operators, and I think they are a tiny minority of the total funeral home business, where unscrupulous people have taken advantage of people at their time of grief and need. Mm-hmm. But in many cases, let's face it, death may come suddenly, but the process leading up to death may be long. And so if you know that a loved one has certain wishes about how their death will be memorialized, and what kind of funeral services they want, you can actually start to do some shopping, and the online route is a great way to do it because almost all funeral homes now have websites. They have their price lists. Mm-hmm. You can call them in advance, and you can do some research ahead of time, which is a very different thing than it was 10, 15 years ago, pre-internet.
Tyler, great information. We're looking forward to your show tonight, CNBC's Tyler Matheson. The documentary is Death, It's a Living. It premieres tonight at 9.